Now it is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Gavin Newsom has been campaigning all across the nation in support of Vice President Kamala Harris, but he's been far less visible in the Central Valley, where a couple of close races could determine which party controls the House of Representatives. All right, Phil, so what are we missing here? Is there some sort of strategy for not campaigning big time in the Central Valley? I mean, he's been there. He's just not there as much as you would think.
No, actually, he's been there about as much as anybody that knows this business would expect him to be. And it's not the fact of the matter is Gavin Newsom just is not popular in that part of the state. There's huge swaths of California where his approval rating is, you know, in the 40s at best, where one third of the people don't like the job that the government's doing in California. And if you take a ride on Highway 5 down through the Central Valley, you see it in signs along the way. And it wasn't that long ago that there were a whole bunch of recall Gavin Newsom signs. Now, agricultural interests don't particularly care for him, and the water policies the state's taken that they say put salmon over farmers. There's also just a more conservative bent. And so the idea of him showing up at these races could actually be harmful. And what would happen likely is the minute he shows up to campaign for one of these candidates, the Republicans would make a commercial showing Gavin campaigning for the candidate with an excerpt on it saying we don't need more of Newsom in California or in Washington. So they would turn it into a negative real quick. He knows it. He's steering clear.
Has Gavin Newsom ever been popular in the Central Valley? I can't remember.
No, he never has. As a matter of fact, I can't remember a Democrat or much of anybody that's been popular there. That's a pretty moody part of the country, I would have to say, or the state. Yes, no, he has never been big there. Jerry Brown wasn't big there either. It's not big on the efforts they're doing to make change climate, whether it's, you know, the gas prices or the water use. But it's not just in the Central Valley, Patty. He's also staying out of a couple of key races in Orange County that could tip the balance. Those are where some of the other seats are up for grabs. He offered to go down there and campaign, but these are districts that are really split between Republicans and Democrats, and the Democrats there said, look, we appreciate the offer, but, you know, go stay busy elsewhere. But I'll tell you what you can do. Any kind of money you can send, send it. And any kind of help you can in fundraising, send it, because we need that. And he has been active with that. He has been putting out fundraising letters. He has been drumming up support. But as far as him showing up in person, no. But, you know, it's interesting also because I was reading and been talking to people about these congressional races. And then it dawned on me, I said, you know, I haven't seen him around the state campaigning for much of anything this time around.
Yeah, that's
we got mayor's races, we got congressional races, we got a Senate race. You haven't seen him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We have propositions on the ballot. You've seen him on some commercials, but you haven't seen him out campaigning. I got a feeling that right now his star is shining, but it's not necessarily shining in California.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.